Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi, Shir sponsor in the schus of the return of all the hostages and the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding an Erevin Daf Memches in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Shishi, starting Halacha Yud in the bottom on Daf Mem Zayin Amud Beis. Sok the Mishnah. The Mishnah continues when we started talking about the previous Mishnah. When you have two chatzer zu lifnum izu, you have an inner chatzer and an outer chatzer. And we're going according to the first opinion in the previous Mishnah, that says if the inner one is allowed to carry inside the inside inner chatzar, it's muteras mekoyimo, it doesn't ruin, doesn't interfere with the outer chatzar. But if the inner one cannot carry in its place, it does ruin it for the outer chatzar. So says the Mishnah, shachar echad nechitzoyin ovelo iruv, one of the outer ones did not do an eruv, aptimis muteras, vechitzoyin asur. So the inner one is muter because he has an eruv. The outer one is asur because one of them did not join the eruv. One of the inner ones did not do an Eruv. Why? The inner one doesn't have an Eruv. The outer one, even though it has an Eruv, but the inner one ruins the Eruv because you have Drisus Regel, which is a Surabim Koimu, which is also in the place where it is. They put the Eruv in one place. We'll see right away in the Gemara, which place is it? Is it the inner Chatzar or the outer Chatzar? And then the din is the mechesam udalef. Shachirechon bein min apimis bein min achitzoni v'lo yiruv. If any one of the residents, either the inner chutzar or the outer chutzar, did not do an eruv, shteim asuris, it ruins the eruv completely. If we talk about chutzars that belong to an individual, meaning that they don't have to do an eruv, so then there's no din by eruv because the inner one is allowed to carry in its place. So you mean it does not ruin it for the outer one. So the Gemara goes and focus now in the middle part of the Mishnah. We're talking about if they put the Erev in one place. So says the Gemara, we're going to use here the Gears of Reb Chaim, which is based on the Sefto. The Gemara starts with the words, Nosnu Erevun Bechitzoyin, if they put the Erev in the outer Chatzar. Shachar Echad Menachitzoyin Velo Erev, one of the outer ones that do Erev, I understand why the Erev is ruined. Hachitzoyin Asur Shalo Erev, the outer one is missing an Erev, because that one of the outer one residents did not join the Erev. The Aprimis Asur, Shinosnu Erev, and Malkam Asur, the inner one is also because their Erev is put in the outer one. So right now, the Eruv is in a bad place, so therefore it's Oyser. Shalayachad min HaPrimis lo Yiruv, the inner one did not do an Eruv. HaPrimis HaSura Shalayiruv, the inner one is missing an Eruv. V'achitzoyin HaSura Shinosto Eruv V'mimokam HaSur Shadrisa Regular Seris. The outer one also has a problem. Even though everybody in that Chitzoyin joined the Eruv, and the Eruv is in their Chatzar. But the inner one is ruining it because Drisa Regal, they can go through the outer one. The inner one does not have the Eruv. So it's regular HaSur V'mimokam. And it's Oysa the outer chutzar, and therefore the Eruv of the outer chutzar is not valid. Continues the Gemara again using the Girsa of Chaim. Nosnu Eruv on Mepimis, if the Eruv is in the inner chutzar. So Shokar Echad Menachitzoy Velo Eruv, one of the outer ones did not do Eruv. Nicha Chitzoy Nasur Shalo Eruv, I understand the outer one doesn't have an Eruv because one of the outer one members did not join the Eruv. Hapimis Lamo, why is the inner one going to be Osir? We said in the Mishnah that if any one of the outer or inner ones did not do an Eruv, it's Oyser. Why? Why is anyone Oyser? But should also Eruv and Mokam Oyser? You want to tell me because they put the Eruv in Mokam Oyser? Why? I really learned not to Eruv and Mokam Oyser. The Eruv is not a bad place. The Eruv is an inner Chatzah, which they all drew in the Eruv. The only reason why one Chatzah ruins it for the other Chatzah, it should use a regular Seris. That's the inner one will ruin it for the outer one if the Eruv was in the outer one, because you have a problem, just a regular. But here, the Eruv is in the inner Chatzar, Harein can do just a regular Seris, so there's no just a regular. The outer one is not using the inner Chatzar. So the pshat is, as we learned in the Mishnah, because all the residents of the inner and the outer chutz are joined together in one Eruv, they're considered to be one big place. And if I have somebody here that did not join the Eruv, it ruins it for everybody else. And you can't say that anyone just closes the door and tells the outer one, you're out of here, they're already considered to be one place. Rav Chuda Mishim Rav, Ein Teres Chotzer Legoi, Ein Teres Daka Legoi. There's no din chotzer by a goy, no din daka by a goy. What does it mean? Explains the Gemara. Using the Gersa Rav Chaim, and Torah's Daka Legoi, Shemaya Shoybel Yainoi Ad Moridu Loser, which means if you have a person in the second floor, if it's a Jew, and he did not join the Eruv, you put a Daka. Daka means you put a wall, so Mechitza, and that Mechitza is basically telling you he doesn't belong to this Chatzar, and then he's completely kicked out of the Chatzar, he doesn't ruin the Chatzar with the Eruv. But the Goy, even though he put a Daka, he's still going to come and use the Chatzar, and therefore he ruins the Eruv, even though you have the Daka. The Daka does not help. And again, Yusuf Chaim over here. Enters Chotzer Legoi. What does it mean? Shema Sharur Beprimis Ad Mutzio Loser. If he's in the inner Chotzer, even though he's living there alone, and if it would be a Yisrael, it would not oyser, because it would be regel hamuteres v'mkoyimo, and would not oyser with the outer chutz if they did the own eruv. But a goy is oyser. And the reason is, if Chaim brings you the Bavli, the people are going to think that a goy does not ruin eruv. They're not going to know that the cheshbon is that he's an inner chutzer and he is regular muteres b'mkoyimo. Rav Lubavitcher Ablazer says, no, yesh teres chutz al goy. There is teres chutz al goy. Shema yisrael the goy during the if the Jew and a goy live in the inner one. This is the case where there will be teres chutz by a goy. If the inner chutzer has one Jew and a goy, lo mini oyser chu shnei yisraelim, meaning, if the inner chutz has one Yisrael, one goy, and the outer chutz has only one Yisrael, it is not oyser. Had she used shnei Yisraelim, unless in the outer chutz there's two Yisraelim, then the goy and with the Yisrael inside is going to ruin it for the outer chutz. Meaning, when we're going with the shita, the Chaim brings over Blazer ben Yaakov that holds that a goy makes a problem with eruv only when you have two Jews. If you have only one Jew, the goy does not make an issur for the Yisrael to carry. So if the outer chutzer has only one Yisrael, the goy has a din of a chutzer. And the same way a chutzer pnimis is not a Yisrael, not a chitzoino, if the inner one is allowed to carry. So here you have a Jew and Yisrael living in the inner chutzer, the Jew could carry, so there's no Yisrael in the outer one. But if the outer chutzer has two Yisraelim, so then the inner goy will ruin it for the two Yisraelim. So we do find a case that a chutzer works by a goy as well. Rabbi Yisrael, have you done Mishesh lo dako lefnim yibesu gavoy asorat fochim? Yisrael and Nasr v'goy Yasr. If a person has a second floor where there you have another person living, and he makes this dako, he makes his mechitza. So if the inner one is Yisrael, the mechitza works too, as if take away the Yisrael from this location, he's not a Yisrael on the roof. But a goy is not, as we said before, there's no dako to a goy. So the Gemara having chesam with base, Malkavo Shidesa de Rabo, the Chura Rabo is contradicting himself. Tamam Rabo, if you do Bishem Shmuel, Koyze Shikifu Salomis, Mikan Mikan. If I have a wall between two chatzeres, two houses, so you cannot make an air between the two. Because the only way to go up on that wall is with ladders. So they have to climb the wall and go down. That makes it two different chatzeres, they cannot be me'ariv together. So you see that a wall separates two different locations, two different residents. So why here, when the goy has a dako, you say that does not help, because the goy will still come and use this place. He will not use it because he's going to have to climb over the dako. And you hold climbing separates someone from here. Says the Gemara of Yosef Abo in Tamal di Sulamois, the Yosef of Chaim is Ein Nidoyni Kipsochim. There, once you have a Sulam, you're separating them. They're not going to, it's not an opening. People don't use two chatzers, which are on the same level, if there's a wall between them, and climb the ladder, even though they could. But here, how do you want the second floor resident to get down to the street? He must go down to the first floor and climb the wall. That's what he's going to do. So by Yisrael, you say, once I put a wall for Shabbos, he knows this is not his main usage. He's mistalik min achotzer. But a goy does not do that. So with a goy, because he needs to go out to the street, he will climb the wall. You're not giving another choice. So here, climbing does not make it a new place. But the ones at the bottom, they're not going to use to climb on top to if I don't need to, if I'm ready on the bottom floor. So if I have two chatzers on the same level and have a wall between them, the chatz will use the other direction to walk. He's not going to climb the wall. And with this, we conclude the sixth perek of Maseches Eruvin. Hadron Aloch Perek Adarim Anochi, Hadron Aloch Perek Adarim Anochi, starting now the seventh perek of the Masechta. So the Mishnah. Cholon Sheben Shtei Chatzeres. You have a window between two chatzeres. If the window is Arbo al Arbo, is 4 tfachim by 4 tfachim, but Toi Chasor within 10 tfachim to the ground, Maharvim Shtayim Vim Rotzo Maharvim Echot. They can separate because it's not considered to be a one chatzer because you have a wall in between. But if they want, they can join together these two places and become one because you have over here a opening, a Pesach. 4 out of 4, it means a Pesach. It's a sizable Pesach. And it's within 10 tfachim to the ground, so it's considered to be a good enough Pesach to join them together. But Pachos Ma'arbo al-Arbo, but if the opening is less than 4 by 4, so it's not really a Pesach, or the Ma'alam Asor is above 10 tfachim to the ground, it's considered to be a different Rishus, so then they don't join together. It's therefore Ma'arvim Shtayim, they ain't Ma'arvim Echo, they have to separate the Eruv, they can't join together in the same Eruv. Sigma Chalon Shmeshdei Chatzeres V'chulei. Sigma Asrigim, if there's bars in the window, you have some bars that are stuck in the window and they make it a little harder for them to use the window. So Mimatim Bo Alin and Shabbos. Alin Chazok is Mimatim Bo. So regarding Shabbos, that the window, the main purpose of the window is to become a Pesach. Pesach means the person can go in and out. If you have bars in between, it's very hard to use it. So immediately it takes away from the space of the window and makes it an unusable window, and you use the space and you lose the space of the four tefachim by four tefachim. But regarding Chazakis, the din is, we learn from Sefer Basra, that if you have a big window, it's a good chazaka, small window not. Chalona mitzvus en chazaka, letzuis yesh la chazaka. A chazaka is only have a big window. If I have a big window and there's bars in the window, make it a little smaller, the bars don't take away from the size of the window. Because by chazaka, the main point of the window is the fact that you can see through the window. So even if it has bars in between, you can still see there, and therefore it's a chazaka. Mashaikin, the window for Shabbos, for Eruvin, it's out to see, but it's to use it as an entryway, and therefore the bars take away from the size of the window. Kash v'tevin ein matim bo. You have straw in the window, it doesn't diminish the size of the window, because people can remove the straw and use it. Of a v'tzoris v'matim bo. But if it's sand or pebbles, it does diminish the size of the window. Aluba sovin matim bo. If grass grew in the window, it doesn't matter, because people will take out the grass. So that's good when you have a window between two chatzers. So I say if it's now within 10 tefachim to the ground, it's considered to be a different reshus. It doesn't connect the two chatzers. What about a window between two houses? Do you say by two houses, basic and the maliadam, it's considered to be the house is full. And therefore, even if the window is above 10 tefachim, maybe it should be a good connector. I'm learning, you say the same thing by two between two houses, the window needs to be within 10 tefachim. We have a window between two gardens. Also, the window has to be within 10 tefachim. Meaning there's no chiluk, you always have to have the window within 10 tefachim to the ground. Says the Gemara, can you do an area between a first floor and a second floor? The lul means when you have a skylight that connects the first floor to the second floor. Can I do an area between the two? Talk about a skylight that goes from the roof to the house. Can I go from the house and do an area to the roof? Amar Rav Avamri, Machlik is Rav Ishmael. Depends on Machlik is Rav Ishmael. The Tanin and Tamon, we learned over there. We talk about Lekamon and Perek Tes. When Davim Tes Amud Aleph. Kol Gogo Sayir Rishus Achas. All the roofs of the ear considered to be one Rishus, he could carry from different roofs. So Shmuel Amar at Beis Adam. Yeah, you can carry in the roofs, but you can't carry with no limitations. You can carry only like a size of a Karfa, which means two Seyas and not more. Rav Omer told him, "Ma'am, if you look kor, if you look crime, you can carry on the roofs as much as you want. All the roofs could to be one rishus. You can carry all around the roofs." Now, what's the chiluk between Shmuel and Rav? So the Rav Chaim explains in the first explanation, according to Shmuel, people live in the house is very nice. It doesn't affect the roofs. The roofs are not considered to be mokum diro. The roofs are separated, and therefore it's considered to be maybe one area of all the roofs, one area, but not a place where people are living. So like the same way by a kafaf, which is not a place where people are living, the only amount you could do an eruv is until Beis HaSaim, also by the roofs, it's only until Beis HaSaim. According to Rav, even though I consider all the roofs to be one, but it is considered to be the people in the bottom floor are living on the roof as well. So you merely have the urim upstairs. If I have the urim upstairs, once you have the urim, you can have the size of a Rishus HaYachid be endless. As long as you have mechitzas around it, they all consider to be one bleak place where you can do a neiruv. So what's the Shoresh HaMachlokes? So explains the Reb Chaim, according to this chat, according to Shmuel, the house does not consider to be that it goes into the roof. The house ends in the house. According to Rav, the house command the Mal Yadami is as if it's going into the roof. So according to Rav, that the roof is part of the house, it's considered to be as if the house is on the roof. You could do an area between the house and the roof. According to Shmuel, the Bayis Lav Kamali Dami, the house is down there, you can connect the roof to the house. And he merely adds Reb Chaim, according to this shot, what the Gemara asked before, when you have a window in the house above 10 Fachim, is that considered to be good enough? According to, it ought to be dependent on this Machlokes. According to Shmuel, you don't hold the Bayis Lav Kamali Dami. So if the window is above 10 Fachim, it's a problem. But according to Rav, the house considered to be full, and even the roof is included, so a window can be above 10 tefachim. That will be the pshat of this Gemara, according to this first pshat of Reb Chaim. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Eruvin Daf Memches.